Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. And on this week's show, we're exploring both masculinity and machismo, and how either or both are passed on from one generation to the next. There are some cases where there isn't much of a generational gap between parents and their children. That's the case for teen parents. Latina teens, for example, are more than twice as likely to get pregnant than their white peers. There is far less data around Latino teens, young men, and parenthood. Marisa Ortega Welch tells us the story now of a young man who became a father before he expected, and how this shaped how he saw himself as a man.
I met A at the Felton Family Resource Center in San Francisco. I'm calling him A for his own safety. He has a past history with gangs. When his family moved to Arizona, he stayed in California, and as he says, got into a lot of trouble. He used to be in a gang, but now he's found a different kind of family, with his girlfriend and her son, Luis. He's helping his girlfriend raise her son, even though the boy is not his biological child. A took care of Luis so his girlfriend could finish high school, and now he's working so he can pay their bills. Maybe not your typical 19-year-old. This is his story.
This is a video of me and him dancing.
That's just how they hang out all the time. They're just always goofy around each other.
I come from a family of five. My mom raised all of us, single, without my help from my dad, because he would always be in and out of our lives. I'm the oldest boy. So as growing up, my mom always wanted me to show my little brothers a good, like, role model.
Hey, Kofi!
You want to fight?
Yeah.
Come
on. Okay. He said okay. You're crazy.
He's fighting.
My girlfriend's 19, and her little son's named Luis, and he's two.
What's wrong?
I met her when she was 3 months pregnant, and she was still with her baby daddy, and I didn't know her at all. And then eventually, I ended up talking to her when Luis was 9 months, and we just started hanging out, and then eventually we ended up becoming a couple, and ever since then, I've been helping her with Luis as if he was mine, with whatever he needs, I help her with. I see him as my own son, even though he's not.
Okay, now extra sweater, because it gets cold up here.
On our first date, he was actually there, the first time we ever kicked it.
Can you sing it to us?
And I took him to In-N-Out, and then I took him to the mall, and then to the pier, and we spent a whole day together, and then ever since then, everything we do is with him. We never leave him out unless it's something important.
Wait, will you say
well,
that?
Well, he asked to hang out, and I told him, like, I'm bringing my son. I'm not leaving him to go hang out. So then he was like, okay, that's fine. We can go to the park or something. And then we did end up going to the park, and then we ended up coming to the pier later on that day.
I wasn't trying to give her a kiss until I dropped off at home, but on the bus, put my arm around her, and she gave me a kiss. So that's why when she says it wasn't a date, it was a date. And ever since then, we've just been hanging out. She started coming over. Then she fell in love. Yeah. And then we're like,
you're the one that messaged me
first. Yeah, but you responded, so it takes two to tango.
There's more funner than any relationship because then you have somebody else there that shares the same kind of happiness you do.
You don't know we're not eating ice cream.
You take them to the park, then two people share it. And you can see the joy in his face when he goes to play at the park, and or we go out to eat or to the pier, and he likes the merry-go-round. We put him on there, and he loved it.
What's happening?
Before I met either one of them, I wasn't doing so good with my choices and my actions. I started gangbanging, and then I started getting into a lot of trouble. I'd get into a lot of fights, and then when I met them, she told my girlfriend said that she didn't want that around her son. So I wanted to be with her, so I started to change the way I acted, the way I dressed, the people I hung out with, and all my actions. I just started working at this auto glass store. And it's a good job because, I mean, it's something I like to do. It has to do with cars. My schooling, I'm going to finish it online because I got the full-time job. So I'm trying to stay having a full-time so I can continue to pay for things I need and not have to worry about stuff. All right, so what I'm going to do is it's called a pre-inspection. I was going to the corner store right here on 26, and then four guys hopped out the car. And like they recognized me from the things I used to do, because I guess one of them I fought, but I don't remember, a long time ago, old stuff. And he came up to me and followed me into the store. And I was like, I'm with my little son, bro. I was like, you know, just, you want to see me afterwards? And he goes, nah, we don't care about your son. So stuff like that. And that makes me mad because, like, that's disrespectful. So I get mad, and that's when I, like, kind of, like, want to act on it. But I had to think about him because he's there at the same time. That's putting him in danger, the choice I made.
He wants to eat, babe.
Are you hungry?
Yeah.
Come on, then.
Everything just adds up after a while. Daily calls. My mom helps me a lot with my grandma when I need help.
They told me my check was supposed to come today, so it's not here, so I'm
kind of
like...
It's supposed to have come before.
It's been a couple of times where I figured that we weren't going to be able to pay for certain things, and I always find a way.
You have to eat your chicken too, okay?
Then I just started talking to my dad again within the last couple of months. He's been out and in my, as I've been growing up, and he's always telling me how I should act and all that. So I kind of learned how to take care of myself with the help of my mom or just by myself sometimes.
I feel like you have a short tempered because your dad always had a short tempered with everybody, and you saw that. Like, you would see it happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just something that, like, I was born like that because my dad has a worse temper. Like, he's more, he's, yeah. I get physical, but not like all the time. Yeah, he gets physical, like, for everything.
For
and he has two domestic violences.
Mommy?
I don't know if he got whatever happened to them.
Mommy?
Not like that, no, don't do that. But, like, to be honest, there's times where I really do want to hit people.
I always ask you this, and you always give me the same answer, but I'm still going to ask you again. What was it like dating somebody that had a baby already?
To be honest with you, I didn't even, like, think about Luis being in the picture. Like, you know, it wasn't a big deal. Like, to me, it's actually fun. Now that it's already been a year that we've been together, how do you feel about everything that's happened throughout our relationship?
I feel like we've both grown a lot, and we both learned from each other. We're better than from what we started.
To be honest with you, I never thought that from not knowing you at all. To present day, I feel like now we really have, like, grown a lot. Like, I see myself wanting to do something with, like, having a future with each other, you know, like, building something, you know. So we went to an appointment yesterday because she missed her day of her woman thing. She had this birth control, but she was on the 10-year Paragard, and then we don't know if it fell out or if it got moved or something, but they did an ultrasound and ended up telling her that she was 6 weeks pregnant. And then they showed us this little picture, and they would make it dark, and then this little glowing kind of light would come on, and it was very faint. They said that was a baby's heart. I'm happy. I'm ecstatic.
So this is a picture of the baby.
Baby.
Saying that that's me. He's showing the picture of the baby, saying that that's me. So I sat him down at the edge of the bed, and I went to go grab the picture, and I showed him. He goes, "That's Luis." And I was like, "No, that's the new one that's inside of mommy." He went, "Baby," pointed at the picture, and they pointed at mommy's tummy. And I said, "Yeah." And then he went to go give her a kiss on her belly. We were at a birthday party for her nephews, and all of her family was there. And then I got in front of her, and I kissed her on her forehead, and she didn't think much of it. And then when I got down on one knee, she started crying, and she covered her face. She said yes, and I didn't hear it, so I was like, "Huh?" And she goes, "Yes." And then Dad got up and I put the ring on her finger.
Reporter Marisa Ortega Welch brought us A's story of becoming a teen dad. And thank you to A and to his fiancée for sharing their story, and to the Felton Institute in San Francisco for connecting us to them.